Love is not a place or strategy, direction or inflection of voice or choice, thing, way, or dream. Even though it may seem like one to me, a man lost in his own sea, and multiple versions of me, each one a fortress designed to shut out the mystery of self and the feelings in my head, as I struggle to remember what I meant when I said my soul had limits and boundaries and things no one could understand. As I bid adieu to the many versions of you who were me, I wonder at your place in my story, your history in my space, as I age in place without an observable trace of the pain I experienced and caused, the scars inside my heart that will not heal, because some questions go unanswered and perhaps are not real. In a world full of six-figure dreams, it seems like the cost of what I gain causes too much pain inside my heart and the nature of my soul tucked away inside the forest that is childhood, sprawling, crawling with wonder and hope and sounds within smells inside memories caressed by small hands that held nothing except everything I needed in moments framed within a boundless imagination. Near streams and stones that knew and still know that the nature of myself is but a ripple in a sea that is and is not me. And so we undulate together in a galaxy far, far away on a summer day, dreaming of childhood's end and what's around the bend, future and past, nearly touching a charcoal sky, stars twinkling. I ask why, but is that the question I need answered before I die? I guess the answer depends on whether there is a distinction between the means and ends, and how I tell my story, and whether I frame myself as a hero or simply a man without any answer or plan. The universe is vast, but is it grand? Is there land beyond the sea that is me? Is there a hard-edged affinity, or might I slip through my own reverie? To discover I am but one blade of prairie grass swaying in the great pains of life.